Hello, and welcome back to Inside of Influencers, a podcast where we deep dive into the world of the elusive social media influencer. I'm your host, Allison Lindsay Noble. Last time on the podcast, we discussed the backgrounds of a few top-tier influencers who have made it big in the SMI industry. We looked at influencers Asiami Gold, Emma Chamberlain, and Tyler Oakley, discussing their many trials and tribulations throughout their careers. Today, we will go in depth with how these influencers go about creating their own brands, and specifically how they have used their self-branding to obtain the millions of dollars and opportunities they've been allotted. As we go through each influencer and their brand, we will be looking at identifiable self-branding tactics, consistency, authenticity, and relatability, which I argue are pillars of the self-branding practices SMIs engage with. So, what does consistency, authenticity, and relatability really mean in terms of social media influencers? These are the pillars of self-branding, which is defined in an article by Hearn and Schoenoff as an authentic personal brand, which relies on precarious economic conditions that can be used by companies and advertisers for consumer outreach. That being said, what do these pillars have to do with self-branding? Authenticity refers to the idea that influencers must tout their lived experiences to gain a following. For example, family vloggers might talk about their own marital issues to appear authentic to others. Second, relatability refers to an influencer's ability to produce their accessibility, believability, emulatability, and intimacy. While many will think that authenticity and relatability are the same idea, there are some differences to these concepts that we need to understand before we move forward. While authenticity is concerned with the sharing of life experiences, relatability refers to how relatable those experiences are. For example, if said family vloggers were to discuss their marital problems, however, others do not relate to those problems, they are performing authenticity without accessing the relatability their followers need. Lastly, consistency references a person's ability to stay committed to an idea and be consistent in that idea. If we go back to our family vlogger example, the family might have consistently stayed out of political discussions in their channel. If, however, these vloggers were to stray from this consistent absence from their channel, they may lose some of the audience that they have curated. Understanding these concepts, we will be better able to understand what makes an influencer influential. Moreover, these concepts will further help us understand how social media influencers curate a brand and, more importantly, how they stay successful enough to allot them various opportunities and thousands of dollars within the SMI industry. Anyway, let's get into this. Last time, I introduced you to three different influencers, Asiami Gold, Emma Chamberlain, and Tyler Oakley. To get started, we will be looking into Asiami Gold and her brand, how she uses authenticity, consistency, and relatability to obtain her wealth. First off, though, let's analyze Asiami's brand to understand the key characteristics that she produces in her online persona. Asiami is a fashion and lifestyle influencer whose content usually encapsulates exotic surroundings and beautifully colored outfits, which she either makes herself to sell on her website or clothes that she just really loves. While this is a major part of her brand and the content that she creates, Asiami has also curated the quintessential self-branding persona, which ebbs and flows throughout her typical fashion and lifestyle content and motivates her relationships with her fans. Firstly, Asiami focuses on her relationship with God and her brand. Christianity weaves its way in and out of her content, showing up in interviews, her YouTube videos, and her Instagram posts alike. For example, she has several Instagram posts professing her religion, making connections to others who, like her, follow Christianity. In an Instagram post from May 2021, Asiami captioned her image, "After several months of being pregnant with sheer excitement in secret, I simply just want you guys to publicly glorify God with me." We can see in this post how much her fans interact with her Christianity content, reading comments like, "Congratulations, God will continue to pour his blessings into your life," or this one, "Congratulations, do more, my sister. God has started you to rich land. All that happened was just a pathway to success. You dropped out of school because that wasn't God's plan for you. You became who you are because that was his road for you. This calls for celebration."
You know, I feel like over time, you know, the universe and God just like opens your eyes to like different things that you can implement into like who you are. For me, this wasn't something that I felt like, oh, well, this is, it's going to happen. I'm going to have a lifestyle brand. That just came from doing the things that I wanted to do with, you know, my life.
In addition to this evident aspect of her brand, Asayami has also concocted a brand that thoroughly involves family. Every time Asayami is asked about her inspiration, she cites her family as her biggest influence.
And for me, my source of inspiration, my why, is my family, the people that I love, and my culture, and wanted to like show my culture that light. Like, this is what you know about Nigeria, and this is what you know of Africa, but this is not what it actually is, you know? Like, we have so much to offer.
Asayami continues on her website saying, "The girl who dug deep into her family history and untethered stories of powerful, treasured women, revered by their loved ones and their community, has used such inspiration to fuel her life's pursuit." Asayami also engages with family on her platforms like Instagram and YouTube, posting pictures with her sister and even creating an 18-minute documentary about her father / where her extended family lives. To me, it seemed that Asayami assumed a big sisterly role in all of her work. We can see this through her adamant collaborations with other small creators who she mentors. For example, in her first video on YouTube, Asayami interviews a younger friend that she met who was mentored into becoming an influencer herself by Asayami.
The whole show started when I met Asayami. She told me that she would like to have a photo shoot of me. I was surprised and I asked her if she was joking. So she told me that she was not joking. After taking the pictures, she asked me to create an Instagram account, in which I did. And I was very pleased.
This big sister role can be paralleled with a bigger part of her platform, which she uses to mentor others in creating content. For example, in Asayami's Q&A videos on her YouTube channel, a lot of the questions asked how she created the content that she created. Some of the questions included, "What are your tips on leaving your 9-to-5 and becoming a content creator? How do you keep your photos from losing quality when you post them on Instagram? Or even picture editing apps that you recommend?" It's clear that a large part of her branding is done through mentorship, especially when seeing comments on her Instagram that place Asayami in a mentor-like role. One commenter on a post from August 10th, 2020 on Asayami's Instagram says, "This is gold, filled with gold nuggets of wisdom." And again, another post from August 2019, the classic question, "OMG, so pretty, what preset is this?" It is obvious that people are thoroughly intrigued with Asayami and how she produces the work that she does. To solidify this role in her brand, Asayami is not shy of placing her brand strategy into the open.
In order to actually sell a product, the product has to have a story, right? People have to be able to buy into like the why. Like, why do you do this? Where is it coming from, you know? And what is your source of inspiration? And for me, my source of inspiration, my why, is my family.
I think when you are thinking about it from creating a brand standpoint, you want to make sure, it doesn't matter how frequently, it's not about the frequency, but it's about the quality. So less is more, but make sure that what you are putting out are things that people respect, and they're things of great quality, because quality will beat quantity any day. The brands that you want to work with, they respect you because you're creating quality content, not just being willy-nilly and just playing around just because you want to create content and now you're just doing any and anything just so you can put out stuff. It doesn't resonate well with people and you don't gain as much respect as you would like to for just your work in general.
In interviews and her own content, Asiami forthrightly details how she creates her brand. This mentorship role is usually accompanied with collaboration videos. For instance, a collaboration video created by fellow influencer Rachel Otto in January of 2022 called How to Become an Influencer 2022, where Asiami and her friend place step-by-step instructions and center their own experiences in how one might get where they are today. Asiami has even taken this a step further, now offering classes on how to create a brand as well as how to create content on her website, shop.au. In addition to her mentor slash big sister vibe and her obvious Christian identity marker, Asiami also uses her race and her brand a lot. It should be pointed out here that one cannot untie their identities from their brand, especially one as clear as race. Asiami has detailed throughout her career online that she did not see people who looked like her on the internet when she decided to start Instagram. In an interview with Cosmopolitan, Asiami states, "When I got on Instagram when I was 21, I saw more of it, but I didn't see anyone who looked like me." Asiami goes on to detail how this warped her perception of social media and inspired her to start her career. Moreover, Asiami details in this same interview that she has faced a lot of discrimination for her skin color. "One of the most difficult things I face is working with makeup artists who don't understand black skin," she says in the Cosmopolitan interview. She goes on further to say, "When brands select a person of color, you become the exception. There's no one else in the campaign who looks like you. It's a lot of pressure for one person to make sure they don't mess things up for an entire race." We can see the impact this has on her brand, exemplified in the comments that she gets on her Instagram posts. On one of Asiami's posts, commenters said, "This is black excellence. This is how you present an advertisement to your audience. Laud. You murked this." And again, on the same post, "The melanin came through." And on another post, "You inspire me as a young black woman to be confident and embrace me." With so many comments that follow these same words, it's clear that this is a huge part of her brand that her followers engage with, even though not explicitly stated. Interestingly, Asiami, while being a primarily Instagram-using influencer, started using YouTube regularly during the 2020 pandemic, posting only 15 videos before a large hiatus on YouTube since August 9th of 2020. While she has amassed upwards of 310,000 followers on Instagram, she only has 4,950 on her YouTube channel. This is important to follow as the mobility across platforms shifts depending on what platform the influencer has started from. In an article written by Dee et al., it has exemplified the difference between content on Instagram versus YouTube. While some popular content is considered ephemeral or interesting for only a temporary amount of time, like seasonal recipes or news articles, other content can be considered evergreen or interesting in the long run, such as advice forums or how-to websites. Therefore, Instagram content is ephemeral, with relevance lasting only a few seconds when scrolled past in one's feed. In this type of content, which is Asiami's backbone, one only has a few seconds to intrigue their audience before they move on to the next post. On the other hand, YouTube content is evergreen, meaning it holds the interests of audiences and its relevance for longer. These ideas surrounding ephemeral and evergreen content gives us an inkling as to why Asiami has less followers on YouTube than she does on Instagram. Through the evergreen functions of YouTube, one can promote across their platforms, imploring their audience to follow them on all of their other platforms. However, Instagram does not share the same function. With only a few seconds to interact with one's audience, there is little to no room for cross-promotional content on Instagram. We must keep this in mind when discussing these influencers, as they provide different content from each other depending on the platform they utilize the most. These different platforms allot specific affordances, which enable better ease with reaching an audience and curating a self-brand, as well as generating sponsorships. With that being said, let's look at Asiami Gold's brand, its characteristics, and how she utilized the three pillars of self-branding. First off, authenticity. As previously discussed, authenticity refers to life experiences that are shared through an influencer's platform. Throughout Asiami's brand, we have discussed the staples of her brand, her mentor-like persona, her evident Christian roots, her race, and the content that she produces, which is centered in fashion and lifestyle. All these aspects of her online identity converge into how she authentically portrays herself online. In talking about her life experiences, especially that of her rags-to-riches story, which follows her coming from Nigeria to the United States and falling out with her family when she decided to drop out of nursing school, Asiami paints a seemingly very authentic picture of herself to her followers. This picture includes the notions that she started from virtually nothing when she decided to move to New York City and pursue being an SMI more fully, further motioning toward the idea that she built her career from the ground up. The sharing of life experiences is ostensibly intertwined with a person's brand. This can be seen through one specific Instagram post of Asiami's where she breaks the news of her pregnancy and her new home, which was being built from the ground up at the time. Asiami opens with a caption, which we've already heard, "After several months of being pregnant with sheer excitement in secret, I simply just want you guys to publicly glorify God with me." Following this, Asiami goes into a full life story detailing her struggles throughout the 7 years of her career. She mentions God several times throughout the caption, visibly tying together her brand characteristics and her life experiences to reach her audience in an authentic light. We can see in a lot of influencers that their air of authenticity comes from the mixing of brand characteristics and the detailing of life struggles. Another good example of this is through another of Asiami's Instagram posts from February of 2019. Her caption reads, "I laughed over the phone with Nakia the other day at how pathetic I was during the road trip we took together last year. I was in an extremely delicate/fragile place. I cried through the entire trip. Most times, it was self-inflicted emotional pain that I just couldn't ignore." Asiami then goes more in depth with her struggles and triumphs in the caption, keeping up with certain brand characteristics like her lifestyle/travel aesthetic. This furthers her content's authenticity, as most will be able to empathize with her struggles, where just detailing them for the public makes her seem like an authentic being. Through the comments underneath her posts, one can tell that this is how she produces authenticity on her platforms. One person states in the comments, "I love this. Thank you for being so honestly and genuinely yourself, because I felt this." Another person details, "So many of us need to hear people speak from a vulnerable place." This theme of honesty follows Asiami in another post of hers where she again is praised for her vulnerability. The comment says, "This was gold, so well articulated and honest." It is through these comments that we can see the work put into Asiami's authenticity has truly paid off. On the other hand, like authenticity, Asiami's relatability is heavily dependent on her life experiences and her brand. Relatability, as previously discussed, refers to an influencer's ability to produce their accessibility, believability, emulatability, and intimacy. Relatability, then, does not simply mean that a person can relate to the influencer, but more about how one provides this relatability for the audience. In Asiami's case, her relatability falls on her struggles and the characteristics of her brand like Christianity, family, and her race. For example, the Instagram post that she made for Armani Beauty. In her caption, she talks about confidence and how it takes trial and error to obtain wealth of confidence. In the post itself, Asiami again brings her family into the equation, exemplifying that she is from Nigeria and talking about how her parents cultivated a sense of confidence within her. The comments are very telling in this post of just how she is received in a relatability context. One comment read, "Eloquence, I loved how chill this video is and relatable." Another comment dictates, totally resonate with your message about confidence shining from the inside out. We can see similar comments following many of Asyami's posts, talking to the air of relatability that she has for her audience. On another point, however, I wanted to talk about the specific air of relatability that Asyami has in reference to her comments and questions relating to how she does what she does, as being a mentor is a large part of her brand. For Asyami, I noticed many of her comments pertaining to questions of how she became an influencer, how she sets up for photo shoots, what presets she uses on her photos, what editing apps she uses, and so on. I argue that this is another form of relatability that isn't often seen within influencers. While people relate to Asyami's identity markers as they do with other influencers, Asyami opens up conversations on how she facilitates and maintains her brand and the work that goes into it. As detailed before, Asyami is very open with how she creates her content, even going so far as to provide classes on the subject. In Asyami's Q&A video on her YouTube channel, it was very evident that people wanted to know more about how she does it. Every other question for the Q&A was focused on how-to content. In addition to this, comments on her YouTube and Instagram follow the same pattern. Dotted amongst the comments that pertain to the actual post made are questions relating to how she does what she does. This, I found, goes hand in hand with Asyami's mentor-like persona, one that embraces the sharing of self-branding strategies. People see themselves in Asyami, whether through her life experiences or through her gender and race, but they also want what she has. Most people do not have the opportunity to leave their jobs behind and pursue traveling photography full-time. Thus, I argue that there is a deeper connection in the throes of relatability, in which people relate to her on an identity level, but not so much on a lifestyle level. Therefore, she maintains her mentor-like branding persona and her relatability through the accessibility of others to obtain what she has, furthering a different type of relatability where people want to be her rather than see themselves in her. Following discussions on the difference between ephemeral and evergreen content, we come to Asyami's consistency. Consistency, as we've discussed before, refers to the ability to stick to an idea and stay consistent in it. Where Asyami is concerned, her consistency falls on her Instagram primarily, posting up to 3 times a week. In this case, consistency, while also relating to the consistency of her brand, also refers to consistency of her posts. For example, examining Asyami's YouTube channel and its lack of consistency following her hiatus in August of 2020, Asyami was unable to cultivate the following on her YouTube that she is allotted on her Instagram. In addition to this lack of consistency on her YouTube, Asyami does stay consistent in her brand, always calling back to the characteristics that she employs, Christianity, race, family, and mentorship. We can see this through the various interviews that Asyami has done and how she consistently mentions these characteristics in each one. For example, in her interview with Radiant Health.
You know, I feel like over time, you know, the universe and God just like opens your eyes.
Inserting her mentorship persona, she speaks on her brand.
In order to actually sell a product, the product has to have a story.
She even calls back to her family and culture in this interview.
And for me, my source of inspiration, my why, is my family and my culture, and wanted to like show my culture that light.
Interviews seem to show the cornerstone aspects of an influencer's brand more easily than the actual content the influencer produces. This phenomenon, I argue, is because interviews are often the first exposure new audiences experience to an influencer's content. As this is a first exposure practice, interviews then become a premium place to understand and analyze the self-brand of an influencer. Therefore, it is a comprehensive show into what aspects of an influencer's brand stay consistent. To show this further, the overarching themes of Asyami's brand permeate through her content and are very eloquently configured in the interviews that she does. I argue that this is done as a method of consistency to show new audiences what Asyami's brand is and what she stays consistent with within it. Throughout her brand, Asyami has stayed consistent, relatable, and authentic as she shares her life experiences online. These self-branding tactics have enabled Asiami to be sought after by large brands who want Asiami to promote their products on her platforms. Asiami's first brand experience was with Gap, who asked Asiami to participate in a photography project. From then on, Asiami has been promoting brands such as Lululemon and Armani Beauty on her platforms, mainly her Instagram, which gains the most traction with followers. The brands that reach out to Asiami correspond with the parts of her brand that focus on lifestyle and travel content. For example, Asiami was sponsored by Tanqueray Gin in August of 2021, in which she posted the caption, "Took my girls for an intimate picnic in our Spanish villa, courtesy of at Tanqueray USA. Big thank you to them for making our time together remarkable with their perfectly blended craft cocktails in a can, each made with real Tanqueray gin and original brand recipes. Grateful for the opportunity to create beautiful experiences for the ones I love." This caption relates to her lifestyle and travel content, in which she explicitly places herself in a Spanish villa with her friends, a lifestyle that is unattainable to most and sought after by pretty much everyone, especially me. Thus, the pairing of her brand and its focus on travel and lifestyle in tandem with the brand of Tanqueray Gin pushes audiences who want to obtain this lifestyle into buying Tanqueray Gin. In doing so, Asiami is using her brand characteristics to obtain opportunities such as this sponsorship, which she obtains money for. While prices per post are not necessarily dealt with in the public eye, for Instagram influencers, the cost per post for an endorsement, like the one we have just heard about, ranges depending on how many followers the influencer has, what type of content that is being posted, and the brand partnership itself. Therefore, it's virtually impossible to tell how much Asiami is making per endorsement post, but it's fair to assume, based on her net worth calculated by various potentially non-accredited sources, such as AllFamous, Birthday.com, and PopularBio.com, that she is making a pretty penny off of these posts. Through the facets of her brand identity, Asiami has clearly entered stardom from a point of self-branding. In curating the various identity markers for her brand, such as Christianity, race, family, and mentorship, Asiami has been able to hone in on her niche target audience, enabling her to become a celebrity in her own right. Through her various platforms, namely Instagram, Asiami has been sought after by larger, more prominent brands that want partnerships with her, effectively creating affiliations where not only the company, but Asiami herself benefits as well. While Asiami is a great introduction into the practices of SMIs and what they do to create and maintain their celebrity identities, we still need to understand where things can go wrong. By this, I mean, we need to understand what influencers need to avoid to stay on top. Our next influencer, Tyler Oakley, is a great candidate for this necessary information. Tyler's career has seen both the ups and downs of being a social media influencer. In our next podcast, we will be looking into the pitfalls of Tyler's career and how straying from the pillars of self-branding that we've discussed in this episode can make or break your celebrity career. Stay tuned for next time, and until then, have a great life. Goodbye. You are listening to Inside of Influencers, a podcast created and produced by Allison Lindsay Noble. The music for this podcast was composed by Wes Beeler. This podcast was produced at the College of Worcester in the Sound Studio. Again, thanks for listening, and we will catch you on the flip side. Goodbye.